Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. As we continue our verse-by-verse study of the book of James with this message titled, The Rich Man, in James chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. You can send any questions, comments, or prayer requests by email to bbfohio@protonmail.com, or you can mail those along with any check or money order contributions made out to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. And now we begin with our current events update, followed by our expository study in James chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, titled, The Rich Man. This is part 1 of 2 of our current events update. Our communist faux president despises our Constitution and wants our guns. And most of you are probably aware of that, but the Biden administration urges Supreme Court to let cops enter homes and seize guns without a warrant. Now, let me tell you what. What happens is a lot of times what happens, a woman will cry and say that she's been treated bad. And then the cops go arrest the guy, and then if they let this happen, then they'll start confiscating his guns. Now, I do not, in any way, shape, or form, like any kind of physical abuse of women. But sadly, most of the instances I've known have been a bunch of lying women who cry to get something over on their ex-boyfriend or ex-husband, and a lot of times they'll do that for custody. And that happened to me personally. So without having the right to do so, they took my guns. My attorney got them back very quickly. But there ought to be a burden of proof. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty. And so that's what this is all about. If some guy's committed a crime and he's truly dangerous and they need to confiscate his guns, fine, but that should go through the courts and only be done when necessary. The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday, which is today, obviously will hear oral arguments in a case, Coniglia versus Strom, that could have sweeping consequences for policing, due process, and mental health, with the Biden administration and attorneys general from 9 states urging the high court to uphold warrantless gun confiscation. Completely against our Constitution, completely against human rights. But what would ultimately become a major Fourth Amendment case began with an elderly couple spat over a coffee mug. And in this case that's actually at the Supreme Court, it's a case where a woman got mad at a guy, or her husband, I believe it was. They've been married, 20-some years. They're in their 60s. And they come to this man's house and ask him to get psychoanalyzed or whatever, and told him if he did that they wouldn't confiscate his guns. They lied to him. When he left, they took his guns. They lied to his wife and told her that he had agreed to it. So lie after lie and all this stuff. And that's what's going on with this case. And they're going to use Islamic terror against Americans. And that's what's going on with this Colorado shooting. Biden calls for tighter gun control measures after Colorado shooting. Now, immediately, your leftist communist news media began saying that this guy was a white guy, a Trump supporter, all this stuff. And it turns out he's a Trump-hating Islamist. The U.S. President, this is Reuters, U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday called for a ban on assault weapons and tighter gun control measures. Now, I put this in italics. This is how they reported it. As he stepped into the familiar role of grief counselor for a traumatized nation. When has Joe Biden ever stepped in that role? Now, if they're saying the presidents do that, they didn't say that, though. Anyway, I go on. After a mass shooting left 10 people dead in Colorado, they found that he's an ISIS sympathizer. And the Robert Spencer is an author that we've got at least two of his books in our library. He's an expert on real Islam. And he wrote this for Front Page magazine, subtitled, "Another Opportunity to Shore Up Their Sagging White Terror Threat Narrative is Lost." And I am not in any way, shape, or form a white supremacist. I'm not concerned with white power. I am more concerned with white flour. But with that said, I'm against racism, which means that I'm really getting sick of our racist news media and politicians who have decided that white people are the new Jew. And if you're a Christian white, then you got a target on your back. And that's what's going on. So a man murdered 10 people in Boulder, Colorado supermarket Monday. No details were immediately released about the shooter, but that didn't stop our communist, self-hating white liberals and others working from a photo of the shooter, seized upon the shooting to shore up their sagging narrative of white supremacist terrorism. Now, most of you don't waste your time, and I am very glad that you don't waste your time watching the crap on Crap News Network, CNN, or MSNBC, or any of these other fake news channels. But if you had turned them on without any shred of information, they were making these claims about this shooter being a Trump supporter, a white dude, and all these false, completely false statements. They will not go back on there and apologize. They won't admit we got it wrong and we would like for you to accept our apology. Nothing. And they never will apologize for their lies. So there was just one problem. The massacre was actually, after a four-year hiatus, a new incidence of Islamic jihad on American soil. ISIS and Islamic terrorism virtually stopped when Donald Trump was elected, and now that he's no longer president and we have Joe Biden, it's starting up again, folks. And they're going to use it as an excuse to send our young men over to die in other countries. And that's why you're paying more at the gas pump. And that's why your energy bills are all going to go up. And every idiot in America who voted for Joe Biden should be ashamed of themselves, but they have no conscience, so they probably aren't. But the news is nothing but propaganda. Even after the shooter's name was revealed as Ahmad al-Issa, which is how he himself wrote it on his Facebook and Twitter accounts, establishment media, that's the lying Democrats at ABC, NBC, CBS, and your local 410, 6, and 28, establishment media reports continued to give his name as al-Issa, which, of course, is a common first name for women in the U.S. and thus gives the impression that he is an American non-Muslim. Were journalists trying to obscure the fact that he is a Muslim migrant, ISIS sympathizer? Of course they were. They're traitors, folks. When Donald Trump said that our news media is the enemy of the American people, he nailed it. Social media is also controlled propaganda. Of course, we know that, but I just have to point out when it happens. Facebook scrubs page showing supermarket shooter was anti-Trump, pro-refugee activist. A report also claims that Biden has been briefed that Ahmad al-Issa is an ISIS sympathizer. They're not reporting that. So there you are with the agenda from the Democrat Communist Party and progressive Republicans and other assorted socialist Marxists and communists. Their agenda is to confiscate your guns, to censor free speech, and that includes shutting down Christians and churches that believe the Bible, destroy U.S. sovereignty, and then the end game is to enforce the global dictatorship that will be Antichrist. These people are devils, and they serve Satan, and their desire is to help institute the satanic world government of the Antichrist. course, they wouldn't tell you that or admit that because they're ignorant of the fact that they're deceived. They're ignorant of the fact that they're under the control of Satan. A lot of them deny he even exists. That doesn't change the fact that they're being used by him. Setting the stage for what we've read in Revelation 13, verse 7, "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations." That's the end of the United States of America, the end of sovereignty of any country, the end of your constitution and your rights. And that'll happen after the rapture, during the 70th week of Daniel, under Antichrist, but they could take your constitution and rip it up and destroy your rights before that if they can get your guns. They get your guns, it's over with. Sing a song written by Hank Sr., actually. House of Gold. People steal, they cheat and lie for wealth and want it will buy. But don't they know on the judgment day that gold and silver will melt away? I'd rather be in a deep dark grave and know that my poor soul was saved than to live in this world in a house of gold and deny my God and lose my soul. What good is gold and silver too, if your heart's not pure and true? Oh, sinner, hear me when I say, fall down upon your knees and pray. I'd rather be in a deep dark grave and know that my poor soul was saved than to live in this world in a house of gold and deny my God and lose my soul. I'd rather be dark grave and know that my poor soul was saved than to live in this world in a house of gold and deny my God and lose my soul.
All right. Where's my Bible? James chapter 1.
Ask me where it is.
I found it. James 1 verses 9 through 11. We left off verse 8 last time. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And how many of you noticed, some of you probably heard sermons on a double-minded man, but you might have noticed that in taking the context, it's a little different. A lot of the double-minded sermons, I'll put it this way, a lot of the sermons I've heard on the double-minded man were actually double-minded themselves. But the Bible has a very clear statement on who a double-minded man is, and it's that person that does not seek wisdom from God consistently. And we have to all watch that because we're all guilty of it at times. But then he picks up verse 9, and we're going to read just the next three verses, 9 through 11. So if you're there, read with me. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth, so also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Amen. God's people say amen.
Amen.
So we begin with an oft-repeated biblical truth there in verse 9. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. Now, it's not quoted verbatim, but most of you familiar with your Bible know that there are numerous times where this is presented, this truth is presented as we see it there. Being exalted by God is the only real way to be exalted. Amen? Most people that I know, including most professing Christians, think about how they can be exalted. They set their goals. They have at least a 5-year plan. And at no time do they really consult God or care about what God's plans might be. And I've seen a lot of people get in trouble because of that. And I've had people come to me and say, you know, I did this, and I did that, and I did all this, and it just didn't work out. I don't understand why. I said, now, did you pray about this? Oh, well, we prayed. You know, we prayed when this happened and that. No, I mean, before you even started. Did you pray about this before you started? And I've had them say, well, no, not really. Well, you might try that. So James will repeat this truth later, by the way, in chapter 4, verse 10. He says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. That's saying the same thing. Same truth. So scripture with scripture. Jesus put it like this over in Luke 6. We studied this some time ago in our Luke studies. Luke chapter 6, beginning in verse 20. Luke 6, beginning in verse 20 through 26. Verse 20 says, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Now, I think everyone in this room, I'll put it this way, I don't think anyone in this room qualifies as wealthy. But we also have to be real and understand that we are living better than about 2/3 of the world right now. As a matter of fact, it's really sickening to me to hear all these politicians just always promising more and more handouts whenever the poorest of the poor in this country is taken care of better than most people on the planet. I mean, you take some of these people who live on welfare and won't work, drop them off somewhere in South America or Africa or, you know, some of those places and leave them for 6 months. And then pick them up and bring them back and see if they appreciate what they've got a little more. But blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Verse 21 says, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Now, in America, that's practically a joke. And, I mean, our kids, there's times where they'd be like, I'm starving. They hadn't even missed a meal. It's just maybe an hour later than normal, you know. And we all do it, but I like talking about the kids. But, you know, can you imagine what we would be like if we really got hungry, went for, you know, a few weeks without anything, you know, to eat, or maybe had to live off of, you know, you watch the Little Rascals. Any of you watch the old Little Rascals, the originals? And how day after day they'd sit down and they'd have to eat mush. Yeah. And they got so sick of it because that's all they had to eat. And that was one of those shows born out of the Depression. talk to people who really lived during that time, and they really did live off of staples, as they call it. Some people, they'd have oatmeal or mush or something like that for breakfast, and then they'd have something like cornbread for lunch, and they'd eat beans for dinner. And if they ever had meat, it was like Christmas. And I can't imagine that. I've never had to live like that. I've told my mom this once, and I know she said she didn't know it was like that. I could have gone over to their house, and my mom would have fed me any time. But there's a period of time where I kind of pushed myself away from them. It's before I was saved and right with God. And I got down to where I had got some of these little instant potato packets where you put it in a bowl and you add water and a little butter and salt and you mix them up and you have mashed potatoes. I didn't have butter. I just would add a little salt. I'd eat right in the packet. I'd put water in there. And then what I'd do is when I'd go to restaurants with friends and I couldn't, at that time I couldn't afford to buy anything. And once in a while they wouldn't finish something, they'd give me the rest to eat. I'd take packets of ketchup home, put it in my cup. I'd go home and I'd put that ketchup in with those potatoes. That's how I'd fire those things. I was still living better than a lot of people on this planet. And it was my fault. You know, I'd brought that on myself by my bad decisions. So when I think about being hungry, I know that I really haven't been there. But there are people who hunger, and they can get a blessing out of this. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Now, all of us lose a loved one. We certainly can weep and get hope out of this passage. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. The bottom line is whatever it is you're suffering, there's coming a time when it's all going to be over. But listen, if you are poor, you are suffering in some way, you're weeping now, and you know that that's ahead. These guys out here that are rich, you know, most of them are just as miserable or worse misery. Even though they may not have anything to weep about as far as people dying. They're not hungry. They don't have to worry about their bank account, but they're miserable. And what do they have to look forward to? Hell. And they know it. They may act like they don't, but they do. Johnny?
And just, interesting side note there, isn't it that, you know, when we talk about how many, you know, all the people, the large percentage of people in the world that are going hungry and don't live well, isn't it for most of them, it's because they live in basically communist governments that are pretty much...
Yeah, there's not very many constitutional republics that have a capitalistic system where people go hungry. But those people were born into that. They didn't, you know, invite it. I mean, in some of those countries, they've never known anything like you and I have. Never. And there's so much corruption and everything. Actually, just go into Mexico. You know, Mexico is just, their government's always been corrupt. There's always been very little prosperity unless you're one of the elite politicians or you're head of police departments or something like that and you're corrupt. And so that's true, though, Johnny. That is true. Continue there in verse 22. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Why is he saying that? If this was all about the here and now, it would make Jesus a liar. Because a lot of Christians have gone through life and not been blessed in this life. The apostles themselves, after Pentecost, a lot of them didn't enjoy much prosperity or peace or anything, and then they end up martyred. And you read Fox's book of martyrs and other sources like that, you see that. But here's why he's saying that. Read verse 23 with me. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. And this is the test, and it's on me as much as anybody else. I have to tell you, there's times where I have to stop and remind myself of heaven. Heaven. And I'm afraid a lot of Christians just put death and everything to do with the future eternal state out of their minds and just kind of enjoy as much as they can in this life. And we are robbing ourselves of our inheritance. We are robbing ourselves of the blessing that we can have. Jesus says, now while you're going through all this is when we should rejoice and leap for joy. And I'm not got that licked. I'm just being honest with you. I have to struggle to adopt that kind of right attitude. I don't have it licked. But verse 24, he then says, but woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation.